he is.
Blog Talk Radio.
From that tradition. Yeah, something else is going on here. I want you to just bear with us today and hang on in there, because somehow there will be an interview done today. If it's not, our guest hasn't been able to, you know, make the connection. So if he's here, great. If he's not, we will reschedule him and bring him to you, because I think it's an interesting time for young artists today, especially when we see, you know, I don't want to take anything from, you know, young people getting out there and
until showtime,
chasing their dreams, which is what we're supposed to do at this age. We're supposed to chase our dreams and chase them hard because we're young and energetic. We have lots of energy and lots of ideas that we want to put out to the world, and we have our own points of views. And from what I understand, this young man, Santino Rose, is about really telling us what he thinks, you know, presenting his ideas as a musician, an artist, a singer, how he was discovered, which is kind of, you know, where people are finding talent. It's on YouTube. And an award-winning Grammy songwriter and producer named Harold Lilly Jr. heard that in D.C. girls were going online every day to see Santino Rose. So that kind of would, you know, pique my curiosity and say, well, who is this? Got little girls on, you know, going online every day just to hear who this is. So he checked him out and heard Mr. Rose and flew him out to L.A. And he worked with another producer, songwriter named Elvis Williams, a.k.a. Black Elvis. And they started writing with Santino. And interestingly enough, Santino's first musical influence was his father, which I think is pretty cool. And he saw his son had a passion for this. So he began to teach him about singing and performing, you know, when he was just a little toddler. And, you know, I think when you're a little toddler, it's so easy to absorb, you know, just influences that are around you. Because, you know, you're a sponge. You're a sponge, and you just absorb the energy and influences around you because you're new to the planet. You're just like, yum, yum, eat them up, gimme, gimme, gimme. Anyway, you know, his father, and I think this is so cute, and so, like, homegrown, he took him to the barbershop, and he would sing and dance. And I think that is just an awesome way. You know, you just start at home. And, you know, the barbershop to me is such an interesting place. You know, people solve the problems of the world at the barbershop. We talk about, you know, world issues, street issues, home, at home issues, everything gets worked out at the barbershop for the gentlemen. And the ladies at the hair salon. You know, we do a lot of talking at the hair salon about a whole bunch of things. So, you know, appreciate the barbershops and the beauty salons around town. But anyway, this is where he did his first performing. And, you know, I think his message is, you know, now that he's an older young man, and he wants to help people through his music. He wants his music to be a tool to help him tell stories, tell his story. And he thinks that, he feels that he wants people to keep their hearts open and really, you know, believe in themselves. So I think that's a great message. And, you know, he's about fun and energy and feeling good and, you know, getting people of all ages to identify with him and these ideas. And I think at any age you can identify with fun and being energetic and feeling good. So I applaud you, Mr. Santino, for, you know, being wanting to be and being such a positive influence. We were sent a we were sent over a sample of one of his songs called Forever, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a nice piece. I've just been informed that there is a technical problem with Blog Talk Radio, and no one is able to log in or call in, which is unfortunate, and that means we won't be hearing from our
3 minutes.
Our guest. And you hear in the, if you can hear in the background, the 3 minutes, the countdown has been happening over and over. So there is a technical issue here. And sometimes you just can't do anything about that. You just have to roll with it. And that's the beauty of live entertainment. You just got to roll with the punches, and whatever happens, happens. And sometimes it's a good thing. You get some interesting responses from the universe when it throws itself, when you throw yourself out there and just, you know, ride the wind. So we're going to see what happens today. What's going on, universe? What are you trying to tell us? Yeah? Okay, so while we're here, I'm trying to figure out where we should go on this journey. So while I'm here, here is a sample of Mr. Santino Rose's song, and it's called Forever. Well, that was just a sample of Mr. Santino Rose's a single from him. I like it. I like it. I really like it. He's got to like a, you hear a little bit of Michael Jackson, you hear a little bit of Chris Brown, you hear a little bit of Miguel, and I think there's a little bit of Bruno Mars in there. So you've got a nice little mix. And you know it all, when you mix up right, it's called Santino Rose. You know, and I think he's mixing it up right, and that's a nice little message. You know, others may see a diamond in the rough, but I see a diamond. See, that's the guy that gets the girl who's like, everybody else is seeing the rough side. I just see the diamond in her. I like that. I hope people see the diamond in me when I'm out there and I'm not at my best. It's like, ooh, what's wrong with my hair? But I see a diamond. I see a diamond. Anyway, I wanted to talk to Santino about, you know, the pressures of being a young entertainer these days. Because, you know, I know you're tired of it. I know I'm tired of it. But we're watching people just kind of train wreck. And I'm getting agita behind all that. It's getting tiring. So I wanted to know what his take on being a young artist is. And how we kind of navigate or how young people can navigate the entertainment industry. It's a tough world. It's a harsh world. It's very confusing, and there are a lot of people out there taking advantage and not, you know, giving the best advice or the best reasons to want to be in this business. So I guess I should somehow figure out if I'm talking to myself today or if I'm talking to you. I'm just going to break protocol and try and make a phone call while I'm online. Sorry, people, but you know, now you see the inner workings of how we do things. Okay, I just got a text. Yeah. So technology is good and technology can be bad. So but you know, we're learning. It's all good sometimes. It's all good. Let's not think about it. It's all good. Every time something doesn't work out, we learn something. So I think, you know, we're going to wrap it up for today. It hasn't been a long interview, you know, thingy we're doing. But
1 minute.
But, yeah, so we've been on for like 15 minutes. We've had 15 minutes of just unbelievable experiences here. And we're trying to connect to each other remotely. But like I was saying, it's really, really interesting how the young entertainment folks are kind of trying to handle their careers and navigate some of the pitfalls and the ups and downs of fame and success. And I think the people who are more mature in the business may be lacking in giving them direction and helping them kind of, you know, figure it out. It's interesting how to take care of yourself when you've been on the planet a long time, mm-hmm. especially when you have a lot of wealth. But it's even more difficult when you're young and you have access and you have a lot of money and you don't have a lot of experience in life yet. So I think these are all interesting things to talk about in the future. And maybe we can, you know, put some good energy out there for these young artists. And I want to put some good energy out there for Mr. Rose, and I wish him a lot of success because I, you know, what I've heard, I like his message, I like the one song that I've heard, and I wish, you know, I just wish him a lot of success, and I hope I really get to talk to him one day. Today was not that day. Anyway, I want you to enjoy yourself today. It's a Saturday, and wherever you are, I hope it's warm and cozy, or you're warm and cozy, or, you know, you're just in a situation where you're comfortable doing whatever you're doing. So, peace out, and you know I love you. Party people. Bye.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.